from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo, topping our report this hour. Despite reports from the New York Times and CNN that President Joe Biden talks with a key ally about concerns over convincing the public he's up for the job of president after a poor debate performance last Thursday, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says he plans to keep his reelection campaign going.
The president is clear-eyed, and he is staying in the race. I don't have anything else beyond that. He's staying in the race. That is what the president is promised to do.
Prominent congressional Democrats have moved in recent days to public concern, not just over Biden's performance during the debate, but also the level of transparency his team has shown about his mental fitness. They've tiptoed towards embracing the idea that Biden should withdraw. Governor Murphy is unveiling a new tool for state employees, a new AI tool, that is. It's called NJAI Assistant, and is said to offer a, quote, sandbox environment for State Department and agency staffers to use AI responsibly. They'll also be offered a training course to help ensure that any use of AI is safe, secure, and respects residents' privacy rights. The governor believes this initiative has potential to build a better New Jersey. A suspect has been charged with murder in the death of a 25-year-old mother shot dead in the stomach on Thursday. Ocean County Prosecutor Bradley Bilheimer says an investigation has determined that 35-year-old Maxwell Johnston of Manchester is responsible for her death. Bilheimer did not disclose a relationship between the two as a possible motive. Johnston is wanted by officials and is considered a fugitive from justice. Founded by former Rutgers University coach Fred Hill Jr., USA Garden State basketball fielded a team of 12 men's basketball players with jersey ties to compete against European pros on a 10-day overseas tour last month. Team member and Ramapo College student-athlete Peter Gorman talks about what made them such a tough out.
People from Jersey play with a chip on the shoulder and a different type of competitive nature.
The squad just got back to the States last week. They finished 2-1 against stiff competition and got to enjoy a cruise as well. NJ115.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. And how's that holiday weather looking? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Some more humid weather arriving just in time for the holiday weekend. It'll be warmer tonight than recent nights under a partly to mostly cloudy sky. Low temperatures will be in the mid to upper 60s. Very warm on Independence Day tomorrow. We'll turn more humid with clouds and sunshine. There will be a shower or thunderstorm in spots during the afternoon and evening. High temperatures in the upper 80s to low 90s. Warm and sticky later tomorrow night. Maybe a stray shower. Lows in the low to mid 70s. And a very warm, humid Friday on the way as well. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
We have got 79 degrees in Rockaway, 84 degrees in Franklin, 74 degrees Beach Haven. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Brought to you by P.J. Fitzpatrick. Trust P.J. Fitzpatrick for the perfect new roof. They've earned thousands of five-star reviews. They back all new roofs with their famous lifetime guarantee on materials and labor. They can install most roofs in just one day. Visit TrustPJ.com to schedule your free consultation.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.